This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Not far behind the Suez and Panama Canals on the all-time global trade wish list has been the idea of an ice-free Northwest Passage. Explorers spent centuries looking for an Arctic sea route from the Atlantic to Pacific above North America, completely, obviously, in vain. Now, thanks to climate change, there is one. It is so accessible up there in the summertime now that a big cruise ship is about to attempt the crossing with 1,700 passengers aboard, by far the biggest boat to make that trip. Graylin Brashear has the story.
Charlotte Brandt and her husband Bob are sitting in one of the 8 restaurants on the Crystal Serenity. They just got on board the luxury ship here in Seward after flying in from California, and they're really excited.
We just thought, wow, this is just going to be fantastic, and we wanted to be part of the great adventure.
They've paid over $21,000 each for this month-long trip from Alaska to New York via the Northwest Passage. They've been on many cruises before, but the packing list for this trip was a little different. Parka, neck gaiter, waterproof bags.
Well, we're going kayaking. We're taking a boat trip up the fjords in Greenland. We're doing a hiking adventure.
Up until a few years ago, this trip would have been impossible. But a warming world means increasingly ice-free oceans in the Arctic summer. And that's tempting to cruise companies. Crystal VP John Stoll says this kind of experience is what a lot of people are hungry for these days.
My dad, when he was in his 50s or 60s, he wouldn't dream of getting in a Zodiac and going, you know, ashore and getting in water up to his ankles. Now, it's a driving force in the industry that people are looking for boutique experience, exclusive, intimate.
Cruise companies aren't the only ones seeing opportunity in the Arctic. There's been a big uptick in ship traffic there, but it's also risky. Huge floating chunks of ice can be unpredictable. Some of the routes are still uncharted, and ships have run aground. If they do, they could be thousands of miles away from the nearest deepwater port, which is why Crystal has planned very carefully. It's paying a British icebreaker to accompany it for most of the way, stocked with extra provisions, lifeboats, even scouting helicopters. Still, a lot of people are worried. One of them is Margaret Williams, the director of the World Wildlife Fund's Arctic program. She says people have created this new ocean at the top of the world and they want to use it and marvel at it. That can put passengers at risk, but also the environment.
We know that there will be more vessels on the heels of the Crystal Serenity, more cruise ships coming to see the Arctic as it's changing, but we are not seeing the simultaneous increase in infrastructure and readiness to respond to oil spills and disasters.
Up in Nome, Alaska, Austin Amasek works for an organization focused on protecting subsistence resources for native communities. While the ship's visit will be an economic boon to tiny coastal communities, he says the native people who live there worry about long-term effects of pollutants from these ships on the fish and the whales they still hunt.
I think federal agencies and state agencies really need to open up their minds to, environmental justice concerns, cumulative impacts concerns.
Crystal's John Stoll says he's aware that all eyes are on this ship.
The way we're doing it, we hope, is the right way. This is a very, very special part of the world, and we don't want to change it. We want people to be exposed to it because they should be.
In Seward, Alaska, I'm Graylin Brashear for Marketplace.